Chapter 34 Laughter Moon Delight. Sir Stinks-a-Lot had been victorious, and now it was time to gloat.
I've just defeated the world's greatest superhero, and now I'm the most intelligent, most powerful entity the world has ever seen.
He oozed over to his Riddokid 2000 trademark factory and kissed it gently on the roof.
Soon my stinky spray will take over the brains of all the children on Earth, he shouted. I'll be their leader, and they'll gladly obey my every command.
Sir Stinks-a-Lot threw back his hideously huge head and laughed and laughed and laughed. Sir Stinks-a-Lot was so busy laughing, he didn't notice Tony, Orlando, and Dawn swooping onto the scene. Old George and Old Harold cheered from inside Sir Stinks-a-Lot's gooey green body when they saw what each of the hamster dactyls was carrying. Tony held onto a bottle of Diet Coke, Orlando had a bag of Pop Rocks in his grasp, and clutched in Dawn's little paws was the most important ingredient of all, a roll of mint-flavored Mentos. Old George and Old Harold braced themselves as the three hamster dactyls dove into Sir Stinks-a-Lot's gaping, laughing mouth.